96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
This goes across all racial lines, ethnicities, religious backgrounds. People believe in discipline in their children. People with any type of Christian background, they really believe in discipline in their children. My mom did the best job she could do, raising seven kids by herself. But there are thousands of things that I have learned since then that my mom was wrong.
Yes, thank you.
It's the 21st century. My mom was wrong. She did the best she could, but she was wrong about some of that stuff she taught me. And I promise my kids I won't teach that mess to them. You can't beat a kid to make them do what they want
to do. That's correct.
That's ESPN commentator and former Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Chris Carter. He was speaking out last week about the child abuse charge against Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. Peterson was indicted after using a switch to discipline his four-year-old son. So tonight we're asking, what do you think about corporal punishment? You know, spankings, whoopings, tanning your hide. Is it discipline? Or is it child abuse? And how do you know the difference? Well, my guests are Dr. Tyish Hall-Brown, Howard U., psychology professor and board member of the anti-child abuse organization Safe Shores, David Miller, co-founder of the Dare to Be King Project, and Aize Sabater, co-founder of Mommy's TLC. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page, friend me at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining the conversation. Let me just do a quick round robin. Dr. Hall Brown, spank or no spank?
I'm against spanking.
David?
No spanking.
Okay. Aize?
An option still in your toolbox.
Okay, I say option in the toolbox too. So we got two for two. All right, so here's the deal. I think we can all agree, and if I'm wrong about this, let me know, that the situation regarding Adrian Peterson's applying a switch to a four-year-old, leaving welts on a four-year-old's body was child abuse. Anybody disagree with that? Nobody disagrees. Good. So we're on the same page. So then here's my question, and I'll start with Dr. Hall Brown. Why not spank?
Well, I guess I'm against spanking for two reasons. So first off, it models violent behavior. An example of this is I had a patient who said to me, when my mother hits me, it makes me so angry I want to hit her back. So I think in spanking our children, we're showing them and modeling violent behaviors. But the second reason is that there are alternative methods to disciplining children that are nonviolent and equally, and if not more, effective.
Mm-hmm. Dave, why not?
I mean, agree. I echo the doctor's sentiments. I think we live in a society that is so violent that we really need to begin to look at alternatives. And I think that there are just so many alternatives that parents have at their disposal. I think what ends up happening is we live in a society where we automatically look at spanking as the number one option.
Aize, why do you think it should remain an option in your parenting toolbox?
So I agree that we definitely, unfortunately, live in a violent society. And I would furthermore say, until we take violence out of the society, then I think parents would do well to keep that in their toolbox. And I give the example of, you know, Ferguson with Michael Brown. Particularly in the black community, our children have to interact with police who use violence. And if they don't understand the line that they have to stay within and they cross a certain line, then police are all too quick to use violence to restrain and, unfortunately, in many cases, even kill them.
But I'm not sure that that is, I'm not sure I understand how that is applicable to the parenting of young children when, you know, parents aren't police, although obviously they do some policing of what their children do day in and day out. I guess my, you know, my question about this is, Dave, you have three children. Boys, girls?
Two girls, one boy.
You have two girls and one boy. So you mean to tell me that you never did the tap on the wrist, the little smack on the butt when they were out of line, when they were smaller?
Yes, but I think that there's a difference between a tap and a spanking or beating.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, a tap, the point of that was to inflict pain, correct?
No, to get their attention.
Okay, so your voice wouldn't get their attention.
It might be a combination of raising voice, tap in hand, just to really get their attention that I'm not happy or I'm not pleased with a certain behavior. I think what the gentleman was talking about, I mean, I totally disagree. I think what begins to happen is we wait to begin to start parenting children too late in the game when they've gotten to the point where they're very disrespectful, behavior's out of control. I think that if we begin to look at what many of us would consider to be best practices, if you will, for parenting and looking at alternative forms of discipline when a child is very young, I think that we stand a better chance of correcting negative behavior while they're still very young.
Were you spanked?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Hall Brown, were you spanked?
No.
You were not. You were a good girl. Lucky you. you know, Aise, were you spanked?
I was.
I was, as was I. Frequently, but because I was a bad kid. I guess what has changed, Dr. Hall Brown, with this issue regarding spanking? I know that Chris Carter spoke about cultural issues. The discussion around this issue regarding the Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson, you know, he said he's a Southerner, you know. My father's a Southerner, you know, that's what they did. But he said it was so much a cultural thing. Are we talking geographic culture? Are we talking about race culture? Because I know growing up, I knew a whole lot of white kids that got spankings, too.
So you ask what's changed.
Yeah.
And I think part of what's changed is that the research has changed, has shown us that spanking or corporal punishment is limited in its effectiveness. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because you spank or hit a child, they're going to stop doing the behavior that they're presenting at that time.
But how do you know that? It stopped me. and I'm serious. I am very, very serious about that.
And I think that's an argument that people often give. But what would have happened if you weren't spanked? I think we have to think about that. Could you have been the same person if you weren't spanked and another form of discipline was used? So if we want to think about it, at its core, discipline is about modifying a child's behavior. It's not about injuring the child. It's not about physically or emotionally hurting them or instilling fear. So we need to think about some safe and effective techniques for disciplining them that would work. So it doesn't have to be spanking. It can be something else. And as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't be spanking.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phones. Boy, we got a lot to talk about with this one. I don't know what would have happened to me if I had not been spanked, but that's just my opinion. We'll be back in just a bit. We will go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. To the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about corporal punishment, spankings, whoopings, tanning your hide. Is it discipline? Is it child abuse? And how do you know the difference? My guests are Dr. Taish Hall Brown, Howard University psychology professor, and she's also a board member of the anti-child abuse organization Safe Shores. David Miller, co-founder of the Dare to Be King Project, and Aise Sabater, co-founder of Mommy's TLC. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Cheryl, calling from Gaithersburg, quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the differences between a beating as a means of discipline and what's called child abuse. But mm-hmm. there's clearly defined lines between the two. You know, a beating, of course, you spank the little child on the butt, or as the gentleman said, he got the switch and it left some little marks. But that right there, when you talk about leaving marks on a child, you've drawn a line.
But
you've
gone
over the line.
But Cheryl, let me say that you can hurt someone severely without necessarily using severe marks. I mean, suffice it to say, if you have a light skinned child, that child may bruise more easily. If you have a dark skinned child, that child may not bruise more easily. So again, I think that there's still an issue about what is abuse and what is discipline, because some people could even argue that any form of physicality regarding discipline is emotional abuse.
Well, that's a different, now you're talking about a different form of abuse.
Okay.
But when, I grew up, unfortunately, in a generation where, we called it getting a whipping. You got a whipping.
So you're against corporal punishment.
I certainly am.
And, okay.
And, what taught me that was because I grew up in a generation where it was very common. You got a whipping for just about anything and everything. And then the whippings were different. They came in degrees. So you could end up getting a whipping with a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could graduate to the point of getting a whipping with an iron cord. Or if it got to the point where the parent was just so, which I'm a victim of, got so extremely frustrated and so overwhelmed by the fact that, using the iron cord is not working, using a belt is not working. So now let me just punch you.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me grab Howard calling from Columbia quickly. Howard, got a minute. What's on your mind?
I am calling because as a child growing up, I was spanked. But I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I do not put my hands on my daughter to discipline her because I want to instill in her that no man has a right to put their hands on you. And if daddy, who has unconditional love and support for you, does not get physical with you, that means that no man is entitled to do that.
Okay. Howard, interesting point. Thank you so much for your phone call. If you are on the line, please do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about corporal punishment, spankings, child abuse or discipline. How do you know when you've crossed the line? Stay with us. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.